Alaska school districts are required this year to adopt some local version of a new statewide policy on drug, alcohol, and tobacco use. That sets out minimum suspensions from athletic competition and measures for students to reduce their punishments and return to practice. Districts can adopt a policy with stricter punishments, but at least have to meet the new minimums as outlined by the Alaska School Activities Association. Petersburg School Board has been looking at reducing the district's existing activity suspensions, but not going as low as the 10-day first offense suspension set out in the ASAA policy. The board heard more input from parents and students Tuesday. Parent Brenda Louise told the board that the local version of the policy was too strict.
I think that the ASAA has the ASAA has to offer for schools as a guideline is appropriate, reasonable, and fair. And what the school district, what our school district is doing is making it more punitive than should be.
Louise's daughter, high school student Savannah Luttrell, said consequences should not involve removing a kid from a sport.
So if you take away sports from the students, where do you think they'll be now? Probably in a crossroad. I've been there and watched people after they've got things taken away from them, and it doesn't help them. It gets worse.
And the board's student representative, Lawrence Chang, said students did not like the new punishments outlined for tobacco use.
A lot of students find that is unfair and just think it should be changed.
Okay.
And
with tobacco being less stringent, is that what they're thinking?
Yeah, because it's like for the ASAA rules, it's like saying tobacco, like snus, is treated the same as heroin or something, and it's not really fair that way. I mean, they're on way different levels.
Following a public hearing and a work session this summer, the board drafted their local version of the rules that included a 44-day suspension for a first offense for using tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. The suspension would be 90 days for a student caught on campus or during a school trip. A second offense brings a 90-day suspension from activities, or 180 days for an on-campus or school trip violation. Both the first and second offense suspensions can be reduced with community service hours or counseling at Petersburg Mental Health Services. Board President Barb Steltz explained that was an important component of the new local rules.
In this way, we just felt like you're not totally out. There is some punishment, but there is a way that you can get back to practice pretty quickly, you know, and then as soon as you can complete those components, kind of an incentive. And that's basically our thinking, and that's been from our public hearing, most of the community input has been that.
In line with the statewide policy, a third offense would bring a year's suspension from competition, and a fourth offense would mean an end to a student's high school activity career. Board member Brian Haas suggested adopting the statewide policy with the shorter suspensions. He said the ASAA's timing put too much pressure on local districts, but board members Gene Ellis and Steltz said local public sentiment did not support the statewide version.
Do we want to do this under some degree of duress? Do we want to smith our own policy? Or do we want to, again, simply adopt what ASA has presented and use this school year as an example to try to fine-tune to see what issues, what problems, and then do this?
I'm not willing to accept the ASA 10 days.
And from public comment that we received, and we have received a lot, I mean, we really have, Brian, we have received a lot of public comment that most people felt like the 10 days with fights suspended was not enough. I mean, that was the general feeling from most people.
The board also struggled with the timing of when the new activity rules would be in effect for each student. The statewide and local versions put the rules into effect when a student and parent sign a form that acknowledges the rules. That could happen at the beginning of a school year or before a specific sports season. Middle and high school principal Dave Morris thought the consequences should be in effect for a student from the beginning of a school year. He said a student in a sport later in the year could be treated differently than one in an early sport.
Theoretically, if a kid's in track, they could have one infraction in September, have another infraction in November, and have no consequence. Whereas a kid who was in cross country, the same freshman or a different freshman, have, you know, in the same school year, could be the third offense by then. No. Looking at the third offense, that doesn't seem right to me. Just because it's the timing is different, you're going to treat kids differently? I don't get that.
But board members pointed out that this set of rules only applied to participation in activities. Separate rules in the local student handbook cover detentions or suspensions from school. Students in activities have to serve the activity suspensions as well as their school punishments. One big change that the board made Tuesday brings the local version more in line with the state policy, and it will allow a quicker return to practice, even if a student cannot compete against other schools. Board member Haas lobbied for that change.
The intent is to get them back to practice as soon as possible.
Right.
Well, then let them go back to practice. You know, if we're the ones that are pulling them out, you know, if the intent is to get them back to practice, you know, punish them by not letting them travel, by not letting them participate in the competition. But if these kids are troubled kids and they're having problems, get them back in there with the coach the next day. You know, and unless the coach has a particular problem with that's my feeling.
The board agreed to allow students to return to practice once they complete an educational course provided by the ASAA. A student would still have to complete community service hours or mental health counseling to reduce their competition suspension. And another big change with the new rules is counting suspensions in calendar days instead of school days. So weekends and holidays will count toward time out of competition. The board voted 5-0 to approve the district's administrative regulation that contains those new rules. They'll wait until next meeting to approve this year's student handbooks for middle and high schoolers so those new activity rules can be included. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.